Oh, let me just turn that off. Sorry, I'm watching something that I saw yesterday. I'm rewatching. I'll say a bit more about that in a minute. Hello, I'm Michael Nobbs. It's Wednesday, the 3rd of June, and I'm here with my 30th micro podcast. They add up, I'm discovering. It's a lovely sunny day here in Wales today, but the sun hasn't quite reached around to my studio yet, so it's rather chilly in here. So I'm sitting in the corner, hugging a cup of coffee. Right, yes. Yesterday, I came across the latest Design for Mankind video blog. Now, Design for Mankind is a blog, and I think roughly once a week they also publish a great video kind of discussion, which is definitely worth checking out. And yesterday, they were talking about the concept of the niche and whether the niche is a good or a bad thing for an artist. And I published a link to the video on Twitter and on my blog, and it sparked a bit of a discussion, which I thought was interesting. A lot of people, I think, have quite a negative view of the idea of a niche. They kind of think of it as something that artists fall into almost because a gallery maybe likes a particular type of work that you do, or your fans buy something you like, so you keep making more of it because it makes you money. And that, because of that, you don't grow as an artist, you don't develop. And I think that's a very valid criticism, but I don't really think that's what finding a niche is. I think, or it doesn't, certainly doesn't have to be that. I think, for me, finding a niche is about discovering who you are, particularly as an artist. So you're kind of making work that's authentic, that's about what you want to be making. And if you do that, if you're authentic about the work you make, you can't help but discover your niche and all the good things that come from having a niche. Now, and also, a niche doesn't have to be static. It can change and develop with you. I mean, in fact, in a way, when you're truly yourself, you are your niche. So whatever you do fits. And people like it, at least. At least that's what I'm hoping. And in a way, this rather fits in with my current kind of quest to find a routine, or rather I'm realising now, a creative rhythm. Again, I think if I embrace what's real about me, what I really want to be doing, I will, I hope, find my creative rhythm. And within that, I'm hoping I'll also continually find my niche. We will see. Anyway, I just wanted to put that out there to keep the discussion going. I'd really love to hear your thoughts. I think really it's about how we define the word niche. So it's more about ideas, I suppose, than particularly the word niche. But it certainly sparked off lots of thoughts for me yesterday and for other people as well. So yes, if you would like to join the discussion, either direct message me or message me on Twitter. I'm Michael Nobbs on Twitter. Or, as always, you can email me on my blog, which is www.michaelnobbs.com/contact. Or, of course, if you're listening to this on my blog, and it'll be up there later on this afternoon, please feel free to leave a comment below. And I'd love, as always, to hear from you. Okay, I'm going to move about a bit, so I warm up a bit and finish drinking my coffee. And I'll be back with more again soon. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.